Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And on Fridays, we welcome to the show a real sportscaster from Fox 7, the double DLP, our guy, Dennis De La Pena. Dennis, what's up, my man?
Tell me you backed up the truck for your Cowboys to come. Did you show that kind of faith in
No. Had a little. Backed with the opposite, Dennis. What are you talking about? How dare you? Oh. I had a little taste on the over, so that felt good. Okay, that was not a lot of sweat on that one, but I wasn't sure. It's the first game of the season, okay? There's a lot of things, a lot of stuff up in the air. What are you talking about? I did the opposite.
You could have invested heavily in your Survivor Pick'ems League thing, and you chose to go with the Rams.
I chose to abstain because that was the correct choice. Welcome in, Dennis. Of course, football season is here. Cowboys fall 31-29 to the Buccaneers last night. But as we do every week, we are letting Emily, new to the program, new to the sporting world. She told me today, Dennis, never watched Dallas Cowboys game.
Nope.
Never watched.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm from Houston.
I bet she's got a hot take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we let her ask the first question in an effort to indoctrinate her in the football world. Keep in mind, doesn't know a whole lot of football things, but she's doing her best. Emily, what do you have for Dennis today?
All right. Well, hi, Dennis. Happy Friday.
Hey,
so it's
Happy
actually.
Friday,
this is surprising, but it's actually more of a comment than a question.
sure.
Yeah. So be ready. So. You know, more of a comment than a question. More like Greg the Dead Leg, am I right? Come on, Greg Zuerlein. You literally have one job. It's in your job title. Come on. Kicker. Good job. You kick the ball through the uprights. You don't have to throw, catch, run, tackle, know the snap count, or even wear a real face mask. Just kick the ball. Seriously, and you bunged it up twice. This is why we should eliminate kickers. Football games are contested by some of the best athletes in the world. The precision skill of a Tom Brady, right? The raw athleticism of a CeeDee Lamb. And the one-of-a-kind meat-headedness of Gronk. And yet, the game is often decided by a 5'7" Gronk.
No, sorry.
Sorry. I get them all confused.
No good.
I remember I'm new to this.
Okay.
I get this all confused.
We'll fix
decided
it in post.
By a 5'7", 160-pound failed soccer player. Sorry, Gronk, failed soccer player. They get really confusing. Gronk, ball. I sometimes funk it up a lot. You know, because I'm so angry, Dennis, at this.
There's an N in that word. N.
I am so angry at this, Dennis, that I got them confused. I apologize.
Yeah, rage.
I apologize. Yeah. Exactly.
You Zuerlined it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's truly a shame, Dennis. You know, I could even kick that ball. Okay? So, do you not agree?
Oh.
I want to see a 5'7" Rob Gronkowski.
Or just a little tiny Gronk.
Thinking.
Yeah, I love that.
Was I sleeping? Did I miss this day in school? Where's little Gronk?
Let Gronk kick a field goal next game.
Groot, Gronk, they're kind of the same.
He might do it. Yeah, no, hey, as always, got a little off the rails there with tiny Gronk.
Yeah, I got so mad.
With baby Gronk in a manger, but we're good. Another very appropriate take because if you're a Cowboys fan, the kicker, you're just like what?
What did they do?
He was even pulling extra points, just like making you breathe hard. So.
Yeah,
I found that refreshing, Dennis. I could feel the rest of Cowboys Nation, all of the fans, like leaning to the right in the second half every time that he would kick. Like when your mom is trying to make Mario jump over that extra long jump, and you move the controller.
You know what but you know what I thought was going to happen was the one he actually nailed at the end. So give him his due.
Yeah.
because that was going to be the game winner, right? If Tom Brady didn't exist, but I knew he was going to play it to the right, and then it was just going to push, you know. But no, he did his job at the end, which is really what you need out of your kickers during crunch time. But yeah, that was tough.
Dennis, I'm in a rare state of Cowboys optimism here. In that, look, we leave 4 points on the board with zero line. Sure, the bigger problem, that's offensive pass interference on Godwin. We don't have to talk about that.
Oh,
but look, you played the world champions to within 2 points on their home field. Dak, there are questions about his health. He looks great. If you're a Cowboys fan, you have to be, I mean, look, you don't want to be pleased with a loss, but you have to be pleased with what you saw last night, right?
No, I'm with you. And you know, you, me, Nick, everybody, M, of course, sports fanatic, M.
Yeah.
Nobody likes moral victories in sports. They don't help you in the win column. It's not what you're watching the game for. But I think you take this one as a Cowboy fan, because if you watch that game, there's a lot to like. Even Kellen Moore calling a good game, you know, as an OC. So, and the defense, yeah, I know they scored 31, but it was a different feel. Dan Quinn and, you know, company, they've done some work. That wasn't last year's defense, at least. So, yeah, they have a lot to clean up, and yeah, there's some weak spots, but I like the Cowboys' chances, especially in the East. You know, the NFC East is kind of like it's a murderer's row, so they might be able to do some things.
I mean, Dennis, I need to check the skies for comets and asteroids headed toward Earth, because I feel like we are in that rare time where both the Cowboys and the Longhorns might have not trash football teams. And so there has to be something headed towards the Earth
happens
to end
all
it.
I won't
the
say
rapture's
win.
Coming,
I don't,
guys.
Win. You know what? I'm going to work on that. I'm going to look it up for you, okay?
But
I
never simultaneous.
I will not stand
it's
for
like
your
Clark
negativity.
Kent and Superman. You never see him in the same place at the same time.
Let's move to the Longhorns then. Sweet transition, Nick. On the road tomorrow at Arkansas. Dennis, I'm the worst here. And this is born out of Longhorn optimism the same. 38-18, they beat Louisiana last week. Basically a perfect game. No turnovers. They took care of the ball. You know, new quarterback looked sufficient. 176 yards from Bijan Robinson. I was left just a little wanting. I just wanted a little bit more. Am I the worst because of that?
Yes.
Good.
Literally a week ago, you outlined what you wanted from that game.
I did,
and they checked off every box.
I know. That's why I
and
I
now
agree.
You're like, you're a Casey Thompson fan all of a sudden.
I'm not. No. Hudson Card was always my guy.
Jason is QB controversy.
I have very high expectations for this team. And that's why 7-point favorites the Longhorns are on the road. And that's what you're going to say. They're playing at an SEC opponent, a hated rival. Arkansas expected to set a new attendance record tomorrow. That line is an insult. All right. Texas should be 10-point favorites in this game.
Well, especially with the injuries Arkansas's taken, they got a key suspension for a half. I'm with you. I think that, and I don't know. You're the line guy. It started moving in Texas's direction, right?
Yeah,
it was
a 6, maybe even 5.5 a couple of weeks ago, and it's been moving up.
So, yeah, I think the betting public is right there with you. But to your point, you're a miserable fan if you walked away from an opener where you beat a ranked team by 20 and you're mistake free. I think of these kids, these guys, these players that they're on their third coordinator in 3 years. You know, on both sides of the ball, it's just been wacky their time at Texas, and to come out and to play sound like that and to actually look well coached and to execute and for a redshirt freshman making his first college start at quarterback to look that poised, I think that really bodes well moving forward. So take that 20-point dub, go on the road and then handle a future SEC former SWC rival, and you're 2-0 and looking great.
Here's the thing, Dennis, and I understand this is I am the worst. I'm an entitled Texas jackass. I don't want to just be sound, okay? I want to humiliate people, okay?
So you're mad that they weren't Alabama in the first game?
Alabama last year when they played Arkansas, Steve Sarkisian called the plays, 52-3. So I'm just saying,
hey,
that's the expectation.
That's my bar, Steve. That's my bar.
What happened to your school pride? Hookup, I guess.
Well, right? I got plenty of it. I got too much
of side of his school pride.
I got too much of it.
School expectations. Here, Dennis, enough of Jason's ridiculous BS problems in Longhorns.
Here we go.
Let's get to the real issue. I'm worried that Hudson Card is too good looking to be an effective quarterback. Like, he's already the number one draft pick of 2023 or whenever he goes out. But that's the first time that I saw that person.
What do you mean it's the first time you saw?
Like, this is the first time I saw what he looks like.
And
that is a good looking man. He's got a wide receiver body, which also seems kind of weird to me.
Oh.
Like, he's too athletic. I'm just concerned.
Odd, Nick. This got a little awkward.
I'm concerned that, like, he's going to leave us because his OnlyFans account is making millions of dollars.
Nick is going to be the first to subscribe to that OnlyFans
I'm in. Wow. Yeah, you seen him?
No. Should I see
those
him?
Those white shorts?
Is that what's going to get me into football?
What?
I mean, I'm a big fan.
His nickname should be The Leg, if you know what I mean.
Here's what I'll tell you, Nick. As awkward as that rant got, you know, with your card love, Tom Brady, pretty good looking dude, pretty decent quarterback.
See, but go back and look at his rookie year when he's in those boxer shorts.
He was ugly then.
Jason wants the Hudson Card to be Mac Jones, former quarterback of Alabama, tutelaged by Steve Sarkisian. Google Mac Jones cigar, okay? That's what a star quarterback looks like. Just pasty and white and has a dad body. Okay, I'm this good-looking, handsome Adonis.
Hey, Dennis, if you want to take any of these takes, 5'7" Gronk or handsome Hudson Card and use on Fox 7, they're free. These are free for the world to take.
I won't even charge
free
you for
content.
It. Yeah, I won't charge you.
I'll give you guys attribution for sure.
Dennis, what's on Fox this weekend? It's going to be a good one, I know.
This is nuts. This is nuts. This is the week that I was kind of getting ahead of myself last week. We have our newscast is going to have to be live streamed for the first time ever. We're not going to have a newscast tomorrow either because it's wall-to-wall sports starting at 11 a.m. So college football and good games. Oregon, Ohio State, you know, a couple big boys going at it at 11 a.m. 2:30. A&M at Colorado, so you can kind of scout those Aggies. They're number 5 now in the nation. 6:30, little break from football, Yankees-Mets Subway Series. 9:30, if you have any gas left in the tank, and I know you guys do, y'all are still, you know, night owls. USC. So wall to wall, you're golden. Plus, I love seeing USC because they got all the horns now. Keontae Ingram had a good game, by the way, starting off. But so anyway, the whole Saturday you're set, and then on Sunday an NFL doubleheader: Eagles Falcons early, Packers Saints is like must watch. So much talent on the field there. So yeah, there you go.
Football time. Let's do it, man. Dennis, always a pleasure. You have a good weekend, and we'll talk again next week. All right, buddy.
You got it, guys. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Big Low playing the 101X concert series tonight. Stubbs sold out show. We still have XIP tickets about 10-ish minutes away from your chance to win those. Matt in DC tweets of the Morning X says, that was, in my opinion, the best Dennis call I have ever heard.
I have some hot takes today.
I mean, I feel like we put some quality Dennis skins on the wall. It's been 15, 16, 17 years, but that was... That one had a lot of... Emily, I was feeling it, all right? I was feeling it, and then just a slight hiccup.
No, it wasn't a hiccup.
Oh, that was...
It was not a hiccup.
Okay.
That was intentional, because I was just so angry. I just wanted to show him that, you know, he couldn't kick the ball.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't follow through. I even had a slight mess up, and I followed through.
Your
so
effort
take
to yes and your way out of this.
Thank you.
Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X says, boo on forcing Emily to promote your ridiculous anti-kicker propaganda, Jason.
Nope.
Yeah, I'll have you. While sometimes it seems as if Emily's takes are in line with mine, I've been saving this. I was going to put it in a sports podcast somewhere. I'm pro-kicker now. Okay.
After what I just said,
I'm pro kicker in the way that the way I've been advocating. Parents, teach your kids to long snap. Okay.
Yeah.
Teach your kids to be a deep snapper. If you get good on it, college education, scholarship paid for. You get real good on it. You can play be in the NFL for 10, 12, 13 years, making the NFL minimum, which is $660,000 a year. It's pretty good, but it's kind of like a boring job, you know?
Uh-huh.
Kicker, I think I was watching just one of the episodes of Hard Knocks where you see all the football players out there and they're having to kick each other's ass and they're running and all this stuff. And the kicker's just standing in the corner. He like puts the ball in the tee, kicks it in the net,
yeah.
and goes and picks it up again, kicks the ball. I was like, see, that's nice. All right. You just get to lounge around. You still, as Emily pointed out,
mm-hmm.
have unbelievable skin in the game. Oftentimes it's going to come down. You have the chance to be a hero. So if you've got that competitive fire burning in your heart, plus kickers get paid, man. Kickers get paid real good. They have special rules about how the big guys aren't allowed to hit you.
I don't know.
The kicker life is good. That's what I'm telling you.
There was a moment in the second quarter of the Cowboys-Bucks games where they just showed Greg Zuerlein on the sideline, and I was like, I could see in his eyes. He's like, hey, I know I'm fired.
Well,
I know
see,
I'm fired.
That's the thing, okay?
It's not so sad.
It's not a job for the weak-spirited. You got to have a strong spirit, okay? I like the cush kicker life is what I'm saying. Could that be my second act? Could I be a kicker?
A cush kicker?
Yeah. Julio from SA says, I wholeheartedly agree with Emily. You only have one job. What the hell have you been doing all offseason? Get out there and practice booting the ball from every possible angle on the field.
Yep, exactly. You have one job. It's one or done. If you don't make this goal.
Uh-huh. Goal?
The
field
yeah,
goal?
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
If you don't make this field goal.
Uh-huh.
But what else are you doing? You're not out there. You're not really playing.
We're debuting a new Emily football trivia game in just a moment, and I have got...
She's going to grok it.
I have got high hopes. High hopes for what's going to happen. The 101X concert series continues tonight. Dayglow is playing a sold-out show at Stubbs. We have XIP tickets for you to win. Last chance to win. 512-835-1015 is the number. 512-835-1015. The first edition of He Shoots, He Scores... Or does he? Where we put Emily's football knowledge to the test.
I got some good stuff in here.
Instincts. All right, she's got good stuff in there. You're going to have to play as well. You're playing against a listener. So if you want these Dayglow tickets, you got to outperform Emily. 512-835-1015. Good luck on the phone. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Diggin, friends, with tickets to see Dayglow. XIP tickets to the sold-out show tonight at Stubbs with a brand new game.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sports.
Oh, God! Stokely down the sideline!
The thrill of victory.
He's going for the corner! He's got it!
And the agony of defeat.
Oh, it is fumbled by Romo!
The human drama of athletic competition.
He shoots! He scores!
Or does he? Is the name of this game. He shoots, he scores, or does he? The first edition here. Tell me what you think. Our contestant is, hi, Ryan.
Yo, what's up?
What's up, Ryan? Here's how the game works. Is I'm going to play you guys a clip. It's a call from the game last night. I'm just going to play you the beginning of a live play-by-play call. And you tell me, does that play result in a score, a turnover, or neither? Emily, do you know what those things are?
Yes. A score is a touchdown. Or it's a kick.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a turnover is when the other guys get the ball.
All right. Yeah.
You think I haven't seen a football game in high school?
No, I think you've got it. Totally.
I've seen a football game
totally
in high school.
Figured out. I'm going to play you the beginning of the clip. And then, Emily, I'm going to ask you to lock in write your answer down.
Okay.
I'll then go to Ryan. You'll answer. And if you beat Emily, there's three of them. Beat Emily, you're going to go see Dayglow tonight. All right?
So it's a...
A score, a turnover, neither.
Shoots, he scores, or does he?
Okay, or
what
neither.
Happens in this play? Is it a score, a turnover, or neither? Are you ready? Here we go. First one.
Balls at the 20-yard line. Start this drive here. Off the play, fakes it at the screen.
Does that play result in a score, a turnover, or neither? I tell you what, Ryan, you hear one more time.
Balls at the 20-yard line. Start this drive here. Off the play, fakes it at the screen.
What do you think, Ryan?
Oh.
Harder than you would think. Oh, huh, Ryan, you thought I was going to be an easy competition, did you?
Set up the screen. I don't even know if they scored on the screen. We'll go with neither.
Okay, he says neither. Okay. Emily, you have locked in your answer. What do you have there?
I said a turnover.
A turnover, okay.
And it's going to be picked over the 21-yard line. Trayvon Diggs off the carom. Fournette couldn't handle it, and the Cowboys with another turnover.
That, in fact, is a turnover. Emily, correct.
Thank you.
How did you know? How did you tell me about your process?
He didn't seem as excited at the end. I heard 20 yard line, and I was like, that's not too far off.
Okay. Don't worry, Ryan.
Don't laugh. I got that right.
You can still pull this one out. Two to go. Emily's up 1-0. Okay, here's another one.
1:45 to go in the opening quarter. Here comes the blitz. Fake throw. Prescott hangs in close.
Does that result in a score, a turnover, or neither? Ryan?
Let's go with the score.
He says score. Emily, what did you...
Oh, I also wrote score.
That is Lamb, and Lamb is, as the field judge looks at it, a touchdown.
Look at us go.
Touchdown is correct. This game will be better when Al Michaels isn't on the call.
Yeah.
Al Michaels is a broadcasting legend. Do you believe in miracles? Sure. Mm-hmm. Nick and I were watching this last night trying to figure out if this game was going to work. And I'm like, hey, can I get a little enthusiasm every once in a while, Al Michaels? What's going on here, man?
You can hear in the intro, that's him as well, also with that Romo fumble. You botched that one for me, Al Michael. Tighten that up, okay? Tighten it up if you want to keep this job.
Okay, Emily, playing a perfect game. It's 2-2. Ryan on the board with one. It could still happen on this last one. Here we go.
He's going to try a 60-yarder. I mean, he's made a few in his career. But tonight, Career long is 61, and this kick is...
Is that a score, a turnover, or neither? Emily, lock your answer in. No cheating. And Ryan?
That resulted in neither, because that was a terrible call.
Yeah.
I said a turnover, because I didn't watch the game.
No good. It was a neither. Okay. It is. I guess that's not a turnover, right?
It was at the end of the half, downs. So the half was over.
Yeah.
Technically have been a turnover.
Okay. For the sake of this game, we're going to give it to Ryan and the tiebreaker. No cheating. Let's go quick.
Okay.
How many points were scored on Thursday Night Football?
Both teams?
Last night, yes. Total points
scored.
Like a
total?
Yeah. Lock in your answer there, Emily. What do you think, Ryan?
That would be... 57,
he says.
Ooh, I said 59.
Nice.
It's
like the other thing, but with the five.
It's 60.
What the hell is going on here?
Undefeated. It's almost like I watched the game.
Ryan, hold on 1 second. We do have a prize for you. Tweet at us at 101X Morning X. What do you think of the game? Punk rock physicist tweets at the Morning X, says, I love the game. I hate Al Michaels. Yeah, he's an old man. It's all right. Yeah, how old do you think that guy is, Emily?
He's probably like 80.
He is like, he's like, God, you're killing it, man.
I'm on it.
Look at you. You are like just a football whisperer, huh?
I know. See, I have one hot take today, and I just... Uh-huh. Mini Gronk.
Let me know your thoughts on the game. Can we play every day this time? Can we do this football season? Is it too close to Does Dad Know Stuff About Football? What do you think?
It's got a bitchin' intro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, you asked Nick. 1995, Dallas Cowboys, 12-4, NFC East champions, Super Bowl champions, Texas Longhorns, 10-2-1.
So just 25 years ago.
Relatively short time.
Emily's lifetime ago.
Just a moment ago. Mr. C tweets at the Morning X, says, Jason, I don't know if you can tell me at what age you have to be a pedophile, but can you tell me what day it is?
Yeah, please go listen to the podcast so you have context for that.
I still want that question answered.
I don't know if that makes it better, the context, but...
We didn't really follow up. I don't know what his angle was or what the...
Hopefully somebody's not trying to slide to his DMs.
Yeah, should you be worried?
I'm going to inform his mom and then wash my hands of the situation. Have a fun, safe, happy weekend. I'm going to be at the Twin Peaks San Marcos location. I'm coming for your ass, San Marcos, for a Longhorn watch party tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Emily is pointing at herself.
And then I'm also going to be at Moon Tower Saloon tonight. It's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. Happy hour. Be there. Yeah. Meet me.
If people
benefits ham.
It benefits ham.
Show up to meet you. Will you talk like this and tell people, hey, I'm Emily?
No, but I'll give them the hottest of hot sports takes.
Oh, oh,
in person.
Okay.
In person.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.
Dr. Mark Malone from Advanced Pain Care on how the spinal cord stimulator blocks pain signals, bringing patients relief at last.
Spinal stimulation is an implantable device consisting of two tiny wires connected to a battery that are placed alongside the spine. These wires emit a tiny electronic signal that blocks the pain signal that travels on nerves.
Advanced Pain Care, 512-244-4272 or online, austinpaindoctor.com.